The cloud of flies that had blocked their way was gone. Darian had returned the stone charm to the old sailor, saying it had saved his life, though in truth he doubted it had. Darian and Blue now sat on the bowsprit, enjoying the feel of an unmistakably fresh, cool breeze in their faces as they sailed down the river, coming ever nearer to the freedom of the sea. Within minutes, the river opened up from the small inlet and back into the Sea of Cardan. The entire remaining crew shouted prayers of joyful thanks to Alabdallah. Darian was tempted to join them. Blue, said Darian, have you ever had the feeling, the intuition that, well, you are more than you seem to be?
What do you mean?
I'm not sure. I've just had this funny apprehension of myself since that ordeal. Almost as if I'm forgetting something rather important.
A close brush with death will do that. And that was the closest brush we've ever had.
Brush? Said Darian, turning to Blue with raised eyebrows. That was no brush, my friend, but a scrape. Nay, a solid slap. He swatted Blue's arm and only stung his own hand. The Andari didn't even flinch.
We're lucky to be alive,
said Blue, nodding.
By the way, thank you, Darian.
Well, don't thank me, said Darian, instinctively. Blue looked at Darian with a furrowed brow.
Well, who should I thank?
I'm not sure, said Darian with a frown. But then his face relaxed, and he sighed as the fresh wind caressed his face and filled the sail.